passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Despite improved public relations about them, some people remain terrified of bats.
A lot of people fear bats because of so many myths and superstitions associated with them.
Meg Goodman is Texas Parks and Wildlife's bat biologist. She says bats will not purposely entangle themselves in your hair, nor will they attempt to suck your blood.
We do a lot of work to get the message across that bats are actually very, very beneficial for us, and they're very gentle creatures and very interesting to learn about and learn from.
Thanks to the work of people like Miss Goodman, we're beginning to appreciate bats. In fact, we even look forward to the return of certain bats, such as the Mexican freetail, which winters in Mexico and summers in Texas.
The Mexican freetail bat is probably one of our most common bats in the state, and people know it because it lives in such large numbers in places such as bridges and caves and makes nightly emergences that many people can come out and watch.
Tomorrow, the benefits of bats.
The Mexican freetail bat in particular is really valuable for agricultural purposes.
By the way, you can learn more about bats by logging on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, where you can find out how to build a bat house for your own backyard. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.